The FBI arrested three men over the weekend whom they believe are part of a plot to attack key sites in New York and other U.S. cities. At the center of it all, law enforcement officials allege, is an Afghan national named Najibullah Zazi. Zazi is 24 years old. He drives an airport shuttle bus in the Denver area, and he says it's all a mistake. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has been covering this story for us. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning.
So we have three men arrested a week after we first heard something about this bombing plot brewing. What do we know about the men?
Well, not terribly much. I mean, we know there's an imam from a Queens, New York mosque who was arrested. We know the father of this main suspect was arrested. And, of course, Najibullah Zazi. Now, the younger Zazi, is the one the FBI is really interested in. The FBI charged him with lying to federal agents. But officials close to the case told NPR that there are more charges coming. In the arresting papers that were released by the Justice Department over the weekend, it says that Najibullah Zazi admitted to training in explosives at an al-Qaeda camp. And he and his father are due in a Denver court today, and this imam will be in New York. And they're all facing charges of lying to federal authorities.
But we have yet to see actual terrorism charges considered about with these men. Do you know why not?
Well, law enforcement officials tell us that this was an investigation that was supposed to play out much longer than it did. I mean, officials moved in because Zazi hopped into a rent-a-car a few days before the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and drove cross-country from Denver to New York. And, the authorities were worried that some sort of plan was swinging into action. Here's why law enforcement is so worried. Officials told us that this is the first time since the 9/11 attacks that the U.S. has had to deal with a group that actually had the capacity and expertise to launch a credible attack. We do know that on Friday, this Denver shuttle bus driver, Zazi, was in some sort of plea negotiation with the FBI. We heard that from law enforcement and from people on Zazi's side of the case. But what he was actually admitting to is really unclear.
But if he has admitted just to training with al-Qaeda, why was he released?
Now, that's a really good question. I mean, part of that is the way these plea agreements work, is that Zazi doesn't admit to anything directly. His lawyer may go to the FBI and say, my client might be willing to admit to X, Y, or Z, and then he finds out whether the FBI is willing to accept that, and the client's still insulated. But even more important than that is that law enforcement officials are also trying to draw out other suspects. They were hoping that someone would make a mistake, maybe call Zazi, and naturally they couldn't do that if he was in jail.
Do you have any idea what kind of evidence they have on Zazi or on a plot?
Well, we don't know what kind of plot there is, but we do know that they have been collecting evidence for some time. They've had Zazi up on a wire for since January, and apparently they have a taped conversation of Zazi speaking to a known al-Qaeda operative in Afghanistan. They found images of handwritten notes on his computer for how to make a bomb, and Zazi said he downloaded that by accident when he pulled a religious text off the internet, but law enforcement officials say those notes are in his handwriting. At the Queens apartment searches that they did last week, they found 16 backpacks, a bunch of cell phones, a bunch of batteries, and a bomb-making manual. So these are the sorts of things that they're finding. Now, they haven't found explosives, and that's really key to all of this.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.